I want to return to this question of bird eggs. We talked about speckles and some about colors and why, but we didn't get to some really serious questions like green eggs. Were there green eggs before there was green eggs and ham? My friend Todd Moe has chickens, the hens, and it's a great day when he brings in a dozen eggs, and really they're all different colors. There's shades of brown, of course, and then there are shades of green. You know, light green, not emerald green, but still distinctly green.
Are they green when you crack them open, too?
No, of course not.
Just the shell?
Just the shell. So he's not messing with them, you know, in a little dye vat or something.
So it's only green eggshells and ham, not the green eggs.
And okay. No ham. They don't produce the ham.
Well,
they do produce the green eggshells.
Yeah, that would be different breeds of chicken. So you have, you know, most of us choose between brown eggs and white eggs. I've never heard of the green ones. That's pretty interesting. But it has nothing to do with the diet. The nutritional value of the eggs is pretty much the same. They all eat the same chicken chow, basically.
Yeah, especially here, of course.
Yeah. So it's just different parts of the world or different parts of the country prefer the different color of their eggs. And so it's like in Brazil and the UK and in the northeastern U.S., people for some reason prefer brown eggs. And most of the rest of the U.S. prefers white eggs. It's just – it's the breed of the chicken. So, like, for example, if you want brown eggs, you got to have Rhode Island Reds, let's say, and some other kind to give you the white ones, let's say.
The other thing that we didn't talk about were day glow eggs, eggs that have an ultraviolet component.
Yeah, well, we think of egg color the way we see it, but maybe some birds see things that we don't notice. And as it turns out, ultraviolet light is invisible to us, but some birds can actually see it. And so now people have found out that birds that lay their eggs in dark places, like let's say woodpeckers that peck a hole in a tree and then there's this cavity in there, it's really dark, and they lay their eggs down in there, those eggs tend to be white. They look white to us. They wouldn't have the speckles on them like you'd expect from something that lays its eggs out in the open and might need a little camouflage if that works. But if you cover that whiteness with something that blocks invisible to us ultraviolet colors, the birds don't see them as well either.
Huh.
So it turns out what looks to us like a totally dark nest cavity where you might just make out the faint white outline of the egg actually has a little bit of extra ultraviolet light bouncing in there too, and it bounces off ultraviolet colors, you could say, on these cavity nesting eggs, and the birds can see them. Which you would think, now why do they need to do that, you know, but sometimes the eggs need to be turned, so mm-hmm. you got to see where it is. Sometimes they kind of roll out of the little nest cup and you got to put them back in. So there is a benefit for the birds seeing them better.
So it's handy. Speaking of rolling, why, and, you know, beyond the whole color question about eggs, why are eggs shaped like eggs? And, you know, some of them are pointy on the end, more pointy, mm-hmm. and some of them are rounder.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. We think of them as egg-shaped.
Right, ovoid.
Ovoid. But... well, you notice if you put one on the tabletop and you let it roll, it doesn't roll straight off the table. It sort of makes a little bit of an arc and bird eggs that aren't really in a cupped nest, like we've talked before about seabirds that make these gigantic colonies
right.
on cliff edges overlooking the ocean. A lot of them just sort of lay the egg there on the rock pretty much. And if it rolled really easily in
Boom.
A straight line, it would just go off. And so birds that have that kind of a nest style tend to have even pointier eggs than what you'd think of as a chicken egg. And so when they roll in a circle.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. And also, if you lay a lot of eggs, you tend to have pointier eggs, too, because then you put the narrow ends inwards in the nest, and you can pack more of them in there. And then they fit underneath you when you're brooding them.
Makes a lot of sense. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.